to speak with us. We've talked with his wife several times on the phone, but she always states that he isn't available or he doesn't want to be involved. In police reports for this case that we've been given exclusive access to, we've seen Ted's full name pop up, but for the sake of respecting his wishes and understanding that he's never formally been named as a suspect in this case, we're choosing only to refer to him by his first name.
When Hope Manning's quest for answers, including trying to squeeze more information out of Ted, led nowhere, her role in the case began to change, as year after year dragged on. But despite getting further and further from the case, Hope still continued to manage the Facebook page for Baby Jane and stayed involved in the investigation as much as she could. Basically, she was approaching retirement, but unwilling to end her watch before Baby Jane got her identity back.
I told the sheriff I can retire once we give her a name.
In August 2020, when the Solvable team was granted access to case files, reports, and documents, everyone within the Jackson County Sheriff's Office was prepared to do things a little differently. By 2020, all of the investigators involved and those who had knowledge about the case wanted to provide us with as much information as possible in hopes of finally identifying Baby Jane.
I'll be the first to tell you, sharing information in an open case is not something most investigators and law enforcement organizations feel comfortable doing, especially when we know Baby Jane's case has all of the telltale signs of likely being a homicide. Detectives always work with a prosecution in mind, and they want to make sure they don't release too much information that may lead to a false confession or harm the integrity of the investigation. But with us, in this case in particular, Sheriff Ezell and Chief Ledbetter were willing to shift their way of thinking. They realized that making an arrest or convicting someone of a crime in this case may not happen, so they are now prioritizing identifying Baby Jane, also known as Delta Dawn, and finding her family above all else.
The first major break in the case happened in 2019. In November of that year, Jackson County evidence technician Jeremy Miller, along with several others in the department, began looking into using genetic genealogy to identify Baby Jane. Othram, a Houston-based lab, was willing to help. But as it is, with many